KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear and 67 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy, breezy, warm, and humid today. A high of 88. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Topping Western Iowa news, one person was killed during a two-vehicle accident early this morning in Council Bluffs. According to Bluffs police, officers responded to a crash on Vets Memorial Highway just west of the Metro Drive intersection at around 1:20 a.m. Officials say a vehicle traveling east in the westbound lanes of traffic collided with a westbound vehicle, killing a passenger in the westbound car. The victim's name was being withheld pending notification of relatives, and no other information is being released at this time. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner. And we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
A man suspected of stealing a vehicle and striking a Council Bluffs police officer last month was apprehended Thursday afternoon in Omaha. According to the nonpareil, 24-year-old Andrew Brown was taken into custody following a pursuit that reached speeds of up to 80 miles per hour. He was arrested after being found under a porch and a short scuffle with police following the chase. An unidentified 22-year-old female passenger in the vehicle was also apprehended. The incident involving the injured police officer began on June the 25th. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputies were pursuing a vehicle Brown allegedly stole out of Omaha. As he entered the Council Bluffs city limits, Bluffs police officers were in the area and attempted to disable the vehicle with stop sticks. Officials say Brown then directed the vehicle towards several officers before striking one of them. The officer was flipped in the air and against a utility pole before landing in a ditch. He was taken to a local hospital for treatment of minor injuries and released. Brown then abandoned the vehicle and had fled on foot. Council Bluffs Police Department had obtained and issued warrants for Brown. He faces attempted murder, assault on a peace officer, and first-degree theft charges. Police in Red Oak report one person was arrested Thursday afternoon for trespassing on railroad property. 20-year-old Kyle Robert Danick of Red Oak was taken into custody just after 3 p.m. in the vicinity of Marsden Avenue and Coolbaugh Street. He was being held at Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $300 bond. Eight dog breeders in Iowa are being named to the National Horrible 100 list of so-called puppy mills put out by the Humane Society of the United States. Kathleen Summers, a spokeswoman for the organization, says the facilities on the list have slews of issues, including thousands of dollars in fines for Animal Welfare Act violations, dead dogs, and neglected puppies in need of urgent veterinary care.
We selected 100 puppy mills that have been cited for multiple problems over the last couple of years, in some cases over more than a decade. What we're trying to do here is show the types of problems that are out there, not just with these 100 puppy mills, but actually at hundreds and hundreds of additional puppy mills across the country.
The 100 facilities listed are located in 20 states, with many of them in the Midwest, including Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Nebraska, and Missouri. With eight, Iowa is one of the worst states on the list. Summer said the region is home to so many puppy mills because the central location is key to shipping animals to pet stores all across the nation. In most cases, Summer says the facilities listed have been cited for violations by the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The USDA regulates puppy mills that sell to pet stores, but there are hundreds of additional puppy mills that sell over the internet, for example, through websites that make it look like it's a small family breeder. They sell puppies sight unseen to people across the country, and many of those puppy mills are never inspected at all.
For Iowa families who are in the market for a canine companion, Summers recommends never patronizing a puppy farm and never buying a dog over the internet.
If you do decide to go to a breeder, make sure you visit in person and see how the puppy's mother is living. See where the puppy was born and raised and see if that's the kind of place that you really want your dollars supporting. And, of course, another fantastic option is to go to an animal shelter. Your money there will be used to help save more animals instead of supporting a potentially cruel facility.
Among the facilities in Iowa on the Humane Society's list is Blue Sky Ranch in Winterset. News time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon, or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, Norma McMahon, age 85 of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. A visitation for Norma McMahon will be held from noon until, or rather from 9 until 11 a.m. tomorrow at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Edwin Nissen, age 92 of Avoca, died Monday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Edwin Nissen will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Maxine Schumann, age 95 of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Maxine Schumann will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gary Lee Miller, age 66 of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Gary Miller will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Lily Margaret Woods, age 90, who's formerly of Elliott, died Wednesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Lily Woods will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Elliott United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Helen Rose Pesci, age 98 of Harlan, died June 26th. A massive Christian burial service for Helen Pesci will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Eugene John Cybernoller, age 79 of Erling, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Eugene Cybernoller will be held Saturday at 1:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joel Kirchhoff, age 53 of Glenwood and formerly of Manning, died Sunday in Council Bluffs. Services for Joel Kirchhoff will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Kathy Paulson, age 59 of Exira, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Hospital. A private family celebration of life memorial service for Kathy Paulson will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Eugene Keenan, age 80 of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Services for Eugene Keenan are pending at Hockenberry Family Care. Terry Hepler, age 74 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at CCMH. Funeral services for Terry Hepler are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Kenny Mitchell, age 61 of Wyota, died Wednesday at his home. Services for Kenny Mitchell are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.